Today's share of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Hey Omid Aleph. We're in Simon Kuf Chaf Chestel, the halachas of Duchening, we're at the very top line, which is Sif Tes Vav. And the Mechaber says, V'yachar kach, after the Kohanim have finished the Duchening, so then Maschil Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. So then the Chazan starts the final bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Sim Shalom bracha. V'yaz HaKohanim Machzirim Pneim Lehechol. Only after the Chazan has already begun Sim Shalom can the Kohanim turn around and reface away from the Klal Yisrael, from the Tzibur, and face towards Yaron Kodesh again. And when they have done this, Va'omrim, they say then a special Ribon Ha'olamim. Ribon Ha'olamim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, you are the creator of the whole world. Asinu Ma'ashe Gozartalenu, we have done exactly what you commanded us to do. Now, Asay Atah Ma'ashiv Tachtanu. Now, please, you do, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, what you said you would, which is to bless the Jewish people. Hashkifu Mimon Kachecho Min Hashemayim. Please look down upon us from your dwelling place, your holy dwelling place in the heavens. Uborech Es Amecho Es Yisrael. And bless your Jewish people. That's what the Ribono Shalom states. The Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Nun Dalet writes, V'omrim the Ribono Shalom, we say this Ribono Shalom over here, the Kohanim do, U'b'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Shemarichim B'Nigunde Hayom Tiam Tzeinu, and on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, after the Duchening, when the Chazan has a longer piyut called Hayom Tiam Tzeinu, so then, V'lo Yaschilu Lomar Ribon Ad L'Besof. The Kohanim shouldn't start saying the Ribon Shalom, or the Ribon Olamim over here, the Gemara actually has the Girsa Ribon Shalom, and our Girsa is Ribon Ha'olamim, until Kidei She'Yisayimu Amakol The Kohanim should start the Ribon Olamim a little bit later, so when they conclude it, they'll conclude it at the same time that the Tzibur, the Chazan does, and they can all answer Amen together, and the Amen that the Tzibur answers will go not only in the Chazan's Bracha, but will also go on the Ribon Olamim. Sivkat Nun Hei, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ma'ashiv Tachtanu, Shetaskim al Birchaseinu, that we, you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will agree to our bracha that we just gave to the Jewish people, and you will give it, Uchdirsiv, Ani Avarachim, that you are the source of the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah writes, Hagah, V'yarichu b'tfilazu, actually, Yisayim Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. The Kohanim should say the Ribon Ha'olim slowly, and they should continue to say it up until the point when the Chazan finishes the Brach of Sim Shalom, V'shiyanu HaTzibur Amen Al Shneim, and then when the Tzibur answers Amen to the Chazan's conclusion, Avarech Es Mo'yisro B'Shalom, it will also go Amen on the Ribon Ha'olamim. If for whatever reason the Chazan is taking a much longer time and they've already finished the Ribon Ha'olamim, so instead of standing there doing nothing, Yomru, the Kohanim should say the Pasuk, Adya Bamorom, Kidilakaman Simen Kuf Lamed, as the Pasuk is stated in Simen Kuf Lamed. The full Pasuk found over there is Adya Bamorom, Shochem Bigvura, Ata Shalom, Shimcha Shalom, Yiratzon, Shetosim Oleinu Shalom. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nun Vav writes, "Umistaver the Gam Kohanim Tzrichim Lanos Amen Abirchas Shliach Tzibur." The Kohanim themselves are also allowed to answer Amen on the Bracha Mavrechas Moisol BaShalom, even though they just finished Ribon Olam. As we've mentioned many times, it's not considered a problem about answering Amen to your own Bracha if you're answering Amen to another Bracha, and it happens to also be that you just finished your Bracha as well. Then we have the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Nun Vav with the asterisk next to it. There was an extra Nun Vav over here. Yomru Adi Bamorom V'yichavnu L'sayim Ki'echod Im HaShliach Tzibur. And they should try to go, and this way end at the same time that the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Mavrech Smoizol B'Shalom, so the Amin will go on both their piyut as well as by the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. We go to Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Ein HaKohanim Rashoim L'Hachzir Pneim Achiyasu Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom. As I already pointed out before, the Mechaber says that the Kohanim shouldn't turn around. They're directly facing the Tzibur. They finish off the last part of the Duchening, the third Pasuk, and the Tzibur answers Amen, so they can't turn around yet. They have to wait till the Chazan starts Sim Shalom before they turn around. Likewise, Ve'enon Rashoim Lochov Etzbioseim. They shouldn't close their fingers, bring their fingers down, or fold up their fingers, Achiyachziru Pneim, until they've turned towards Yaron Kodesh. Ve'om Dimshom, and they're standing there in front of the Yaron Kodesh, then they can relax their fingers. And furthermore, Deinam Rasharim Lakor Misham, and they shouldn't move from that position in front of the Aron Kodesh, Achi Yisayim Shliach Tzibur Sim Shalom, until the Chazan has concluded Sim Shalom. Then they would theoretically be allowed to go down, although we'll point out that this isn't the halacha as well, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Misham Rishatzuchim Lahamtim Achi Yisayim Rotzibur Lanus Amen Acha Bircha Sim Shalom. The Mechaber says there is an opinion that is brought down in the Kisvei Rav Yisrael that the Kohanim should stay there until the end of the Bracha Sim Shalom, and the Tzibur answers Amen. They can't leave before the Tzibur answers Amen. And the Ramah adds, V'chein HaMinog. This is, in fact, the Halacha. The Mishnah Bura in Sivkotin Nun Zayin writes, the Kohanim only allowed to relax their fingers and keep them by their sides now after they've turned around. Pirush Yidem Yuprusos Asher Zir Pneim, that they should keep the hands outstretched in the Kohen position until they have faced the Aron Kodesh. Then they can relax them. Sivkotin Nun Ches, Veinim Rashom Lakor, they're not supposed to leave from the Aron Kodesh until the Chazan finishes Sim Shalom. Vizoru Shal Yadabru. And they likewise certainly shouldn't talk until they've come down from the platform. Even though they have already put their hands down, they still shouldn't be doing any talking. The Dirshu footnote number 74 brings down, you're normally not allowed to talk then anyway. Why does the Mishnah Berurah have to tell us that they're not allowed to talk at that point in time? It's Chazar Zashatz. Of course you're not allowed to talk. So we've already asked and answered this question beforehand in regards to a similar situation. And Chaim Kanievsky Shlita points out, this would be true even if the Kohanim had already davened and they weren't really required to be listening to the Chazar Zashatz over here. Nevertheless, they still shouldn't be talking at this point in time until they leave the platform. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Nun Tes writes that they should wait until the Tzibur answers Amen according to the Yesh Omrim. Hainu Rova Tzibur. This means that the majority of the Tzibur has answered Amen, then they can go down. Sivkotin Samach Lanos Amen. They have to wait till they finish answering Amen. The Kodim Amen Adayin Lo Nistayim HaBracha. Because the rule is that the Amen is really part of the Bracha, and before the Tzibur answers Amen, the Bracha is not considered over. Therefore, the Kohanim are supposed to stay in their places until the conclusion of Sim Shalom, which, according to this definition, means the conclusion of the Tzibur saying Amen to Sim Shalom. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yachshuv sheminig lomar lekohanim biyiridotzam min haduchen yashar koyach. Now that the minig is to often tell the Kohanim, Yishkoyach, you did a great job. Yashar, you should be straight. Me'anochom shelo yerdu ha-kohanim yaduchen ad le'achar shisayim ha-shliach tzibur kaddish. Since we're going to say something to the Kohanim when they come down, but it's going to be in the middle of Kaddish. The Chazan is saying the Kaddish diskabel at the end of the Shemona Esrei, so therefore it will be inappropriate. We're going to force the people not to hear the Amen Yeshmi Rabbah, and therefore leave the Kohanim up on the platform, on the Duchan, until after the Kaddish, then they can come down afterwards. And the reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kadesh Yizbatu HaKohanim Va'om, Meni Yitz Omen Yesh Mirab, Ushar Aminim Ayadezeh. Because if everybody's wishing you Yisar Yishkoich and saying what a great job you did, and the Chazan is saying Kaddish, nobody's going to be answering Omen Yesh Mirab or the other remains, Kimo Shemotsu, as is unfortunately going to be prevalent, and therefore have the Kohanim wait up on the Duchan until the end of the Kaddish. The Dirshu footnote number 76 brings down, where do we get the idea that we should say Shkoyach to the Kohanim, Yashar? So he brings that from the Mati Ephraim, Shehu Kachazokas Tova ala Bracha Sheberech Osam. You're basically thanking them for giving you the Bracha. Ukidei Lahosif Lem Ometzu Lachaskam Bivodas Hashem. And this is done in order to go and strengthen their belief and desire to do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maharam Mintz brings down, and he says that the kavanah behind Yashar Koyach is kishem shigamar to mitzvah sechazu. Just like you were able to accomplish this mitzvah, kach tiske lasos od mitzvahs. You should have strength to go on and do other mitzvahs as well. He then concludes and he says, v'av shakohanim mitzuvim l'muchuvim l'varachais Yisrael. Even though the Kohanim are required to do this, so why are we saying shkoyach to them? They're doing what they're supposed to do. So the Rashash brings down, even if somebody's required to do something, mut l'hachzik lem tova kach, you're allowed to say thank you to them. And we find this by the people that eat perush shvius, betova, v'shlo betova, that when you're allowed to go and take somebody's crops in the Shemitah year, they're not allowed to prevent you from taking their crops. Nevertheless, you're supposed to tell them thank you. So that's what it means, betova, v'shlo betova. You're supposed to say thank you to them, even though you don't technically need their permission, because it's everything hefker in the seventh year. Then he brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Shetzrichim HaKohanim Lizor, Shelo Lanos Al Birchas HaKol, Bruchim Tiyu. When the Kohanim are told, Yashar Koyach, the Kohanim should not give the standard response back, which is Bruchim Tiyu, that you should be blessed. Why? Because this is a lashon of a bracha. And we are choshesh for the opinion that says, based upon the Rambam, that you're not allowed to add on to Birchas Kohanim at all. It's baltos if you add on anything to the Birchas Kohanim. And therefore, there's a concern if they say Beruchim to you, that would be a baltosif problem with Birchas Kohanim. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says we don't have to be concerned about this, and he says it's perfectly permissible for the Kohanim to say Beruchim to you. Dishu footnote number 77 brings down that when the Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is for the Kohanim to stay up on the Duchen until the conclusion of the Kaddish Tiskabel at the end of Musaf, he's obviously talking about here in Chutz Laaretz where we only Duchen after Musaf. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they duchen every day. And after the conclusion of Sim Shalom by Shacharis, they're saying Tachlin, they're not going to go and say a Kaddish. So then, in that situation, the Kohanim can come down right away. Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Kishimach Zirin Pineyem, when the Kohanim turn their faces around, Bein Betchila, Bein Besof, whether they're talking about the original turning around when they were first facing the Aron Kodesh, and now they're turning around to face the people at the start of Duchening, or at the end of Duchening, when they're turning around back again to face the Aron Kodesh, away from the people, Lo Yach Ziru Ela Derech Yomim. The Kohanim should always be turning towards the right. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Aleph explains what this means. Pirush, b'tchilu kisholim l'duchen, when the Kohanim first go up to the Duchen before Duchening, upneim klapi aheichol, and when they go up originally, they're facing towards the Aron Kodesh with their backs to the people, and assuming the Aron Kodesh is in the Mizrach, for example, v'korin lem Kohanim. Now the Chazan or whoever it is calls out Kohanim, and the Kohanim turn around after they start saying the Brach, as we've already learned in yesterday's shir, maschilin lahachzir upneim klapi, as they're turning to face towards the people, they can turn to the right, which would be south, or they could turn to the left, which would be towards the north. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here, they turn litzad yomim shalem shu badarim. They turn to their right, which would be facing south, as they turn around to face the tzibur, which is in the west. The achar kach lemariv neged tzibur. And then they face west, ponim to ponim, to the people in the tzibur. After they finish Duchening, Ubesov, Kishimaskal Ashlech Tzibur Sim Shalom, as soon as the Chazan starts to say Sim Shalom, as we just learned, you're allowed to start turning around back to the Aron Kodesh, Umachzir Pnei and Klapi HaKodesh, they're going to return towards the facing towards the Aron Kodesh. So which orientation should they go? So they again turn to their right, which will now be north. Matrilin Lahasir Pneim Derech Yomin Shalem Shubit Sofon. So they keep on making a full circle from where they started, and they now go to their right, which is facing north. V'achakach L'tzada Mizrach, and they turn towards the east, Negra Hechol. This, the Bir Heitev says, is as opposed to the Lokiyesh Meforshim Ifcha. There is another opinion that says the exact opposite, so the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that we passing like this, and not like this other opinion that the Bir Heitev brings down. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Kishiyardim in HaDuchen, when they come down from the Duchen, Lo yachziru achareim lehechol. They shouldn't turn their backs to the Aron Kodesh entirely. Elo yitzadidu v'yachziru pneim ketzas lehechol. They should be somewhat facing the hechol as they're walking down. Many people, they back away from the hechol, or their body may be going in the direction away from the hechol, but their head is still facing, turned towards the hechol. Ketalmid haniftu mirabu, like a servant, like a student leaving his rebbe, his master. Shemachzir ponov elo b'tzeitzim ilfonov. He leaves in a very subservient way. He's bending backwards and leaving the rebbe while he's facing the rebbe, walking backwards. So therefore, one should leave the Aron Kodesh in the same way, which is what many people do when they leave the Aron Kodesh. They either walk backwards away from the Aron Kodesh, or if they're walking in the proper orientation, but the head is turned back towards the Aron Kodesh, again, is a sign of subservience and humility towards the Aron Kodesh. I'd just like to add on one other thing, which we didn't get a chance to say a few minutes ago, and that's Sif Chof Ches in the Ber Heitev. The Ber Heitev brings down from the Tshuvas Dvar Shmuel, Shemiyashiv Shom Lama Shiyesh Nogim Lama Baruchuv Roch Shemo, there are those that have the opinion that when the Kohanim are saying in their bracha, Yivarechacha Hashem, v'yishmerecha, that after the Makri says the Shem of Hashem, the Tzibur answers Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. And this is an opinion that has those that can one rely upon that hold like this. And the Yir Halacha brings down an entire list of poskim that in fact say like this. And in fact, the Pri Chodesh over here brings down that some say that you only answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo if it's a Baruch Ata Hashem saying of the name of Hashem. But here he brings down, no, even if you just maskir as the Shem Hashem, then one can say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. And he brings a lot of rayas to this. However, the minhag amongst most Ashkenazim brought down by the Bir Halacha is that the Ashkenazim Nagu Shalola knows Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo Achar Eskars Hashem V'Birchas Kohanim. And as I've already pointed out previously, it is the Brisker lineage and tradition amongst many others that the people do not ever answer Baruch Hu Uvaroch Shemo, they just answer Amen. However, Halacha Berurah brings down that the meaning among Sephardim is to answer Baruch Hu Uvaroch Shemo. However, he says, Mikol Mokum Nochon Adov Shianu Kein Belachash, they should do this quietly, Kedei Shal Yigrom Bilbul Machmas Machmosom L'Shliach Tzibur Hamakri Ola Kohanim. They should say this quietly because when they say Baruch Hu Uvaroch Shemo out loud, it could bamboozle the person who's reading off the psukim. They didn't always have Siddurim in front of them, and therefore it would be preferable not to confuse the person who is saying it, so say Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo quietly. The Igros Moshe paskins Shelo Yane Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo Shelo Yirvuv. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah paskins this, and the bottom line is Nara V'Nara Upashte. Everybody can follow what their minhag is, whatever their father did, whatever the minhag in their shul is. Now we go to the Ramah. When the Kohanim come down from the Duchen, they should make sure that they don't touch their dirty shoes, because that would be a requirement then for them to do Netilas Sidayim again. And if they did touch their dirty shoes, they would have to go and wash their hands before they daven anymore. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Beis points out, it says plain shoes are also considered dirty, and one should be careful not to touch any shoes in this point. Indeed, the Ber Hetiv says this is 100% true, kishem nikim, even if the shoes are clean, if you touch your shoes, you have to wash your hands. Sif Yud Ches, the Mechaber writes, Ein ha-makri shekorei ha-kohanim, rashoi likros kohanim, ad shi'ichle mipi ha-tzibur omein, sh'onim ha-cha birchas modim. Whoever is calling out kohanim should not start saying kohanim until the omein has been concluded by the entire tzibur after the bracha of ato shimcha ulcha no'eli hodos. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Siman Samach Gimel that this is usually not a problem, because this is only Zeh Lefi Dei Amuveres Leil B'Sif Yodim Mekom Moshinosim Kapeim Ein Omrim El Kenem Kel V'Seinu. This is only theoretically a problem in a place where the person who's being makre starts off right away and says Kohanim. But our minhag is, as we've already said, that the Chazan says silently El Kenem Kel V'Seinu, so therefore it's obviously going to be well after the Tzibur has already answered Amen. Ela Tekev Achar Siyam Birchas Modim Korei Shliach Tzibur Kohanim, that's when it's a problem. Avol Lefi Minhag Einu, nowadays Shetomen HaShliach Tzibur Omer El Kenem Kel V'Seinu, as I just said, as the opinion of the Ramah, Lo Shayach Klal Din Zeh, this doesn't apply, obviously, because the Ha Shoeh Belav Ha Chihar Beyoser, Ayidei Amiros Elokeinu Kel V'Seinu, because they certainly have finished saying Amen well a long time ago, because he's still saying Elokeinu Kel V'Seinu, Borcheinu Barbecho, etc. Sif Kotin Samach Dalet, he says, not every single person has to have finished answering Amen. It means Rov HaTzibur has to answer Amen. Mechaba continues and he says, the Kohanim can't start saying the bracha that they say before Duchening. They have to wait to start saying the bracha until the person who's being makre says Kohanim. And only after he finishes that can they start saying their bracha. And after the Kohanim finished saying their bracha, and in Mashal Lask Yivarechacha, the person who's calling out Yivarechacha should not start to do that. Ashich let me pi kol atzibor amen shonim achar birchas hashekel shonu b'shas shalaron. So everybody can't begin doing their next step until the previous step has been fully completed. And the Kohanim can't start responding to the Chazan until the person who's reading it out, the Chazan, whoever it is, has finished saying Yivarechacha. Only then can the Kohanim say Yivarechacha. And likewise, the Tzibur at the end of Yishmerecha should not say Amen until the Kohanim have finished saying the Yishmerecha, or the end of each bracha, and then only then can the Tzibur say Amen. And likewise, the Kohanim shouldn't start to say Ribon Olamim until the Amen of the third bracha has been said by the Tzibur. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samachei writes, the reason for all of this is because there's a chiv on the tzibur to hear the bracha of the kohanim, mipi ha-kohanim. That's why the mechaber was so particular, because of kol tzibur, the entire tzibur should finish it. Because if there's a small group of people that extended the yomein too much, the chazan tzorich lahamtin gamaleim, he should wait for them to finish as well. Because everybody in the tzibur has to hear the birchas kohanim. This is only according to the shita that the Mechaber brought down in Sif Yogimel, that the Chazan doesn't say Yivarechacha. So therefore, if the Kohanim are going to start saying Yivarechacha, because there is no Makri, so then if the Tzibur hasn't finished answering Amen, they're going to miss part of the Bracha. That's why the Kohanim, when they say Yivarechacha, should wait till the entire Tzibur says Amen. However, nowadays that we Shachazin Makre Gam Tevis Yivarechacha, the person, the Chazin, or the person calling out Yivarechacha, also says the first word Yivarechacha. So then Yesh Hazara LaChazin Shlo Yasi LaHakos Atevo Shayivarechacha Kodem Sheyish Simu Al Koponim Rov Atzibur Amen. Then the Chazin should wait until most of the people, Lav Davka, the entire Tzibur, has answered Amen. Then and only after the Kohanim have heard the Chazan or the Makri say the entire word Yivarechacha can they start saying Yivarechacha. But here you only have to wait for most of the Tzibur, not the whole Tzibur, because even if one or two people would still be delaying and saying Amen, it's only the Chazan who's saying the Yivarechacha. He's the Makri saying Yivarechacha, and not the Kohanim. So you're not over, not hearing the entire bracha. Sivkot and Samach Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, what din shein rashay akori lahaslo yoyar yiso ad shechal ha'omein mipiat tzibur. The chazan shouldn't begin saying the next pasuk until the entire amein has been answered by the entire tzibur. Sivkot and Samach Zayin. That you have to make all of these pauses over here to make sure that it's all done, so you shouldn't have a mixing up between the two people, the chazan and the tzibur. Sivkatan samaches, the nira, dehu adin shamakra lo yasil akrovas teva acheres ad shisaymo kohanim atevish lefnev. The chazan shouldn't start one word until the kohanim have said the complete word, and simul samachtes onim amen hayin b'chol brachu bracha. They have to answer amen to each of the brachos. Sivkatan ayin ad sheichle ha'achronim pipiku ba'agozed lo mishkachas lo dahariin maskrin lo ma'ribono olam ad shechzir pneim. This won't happen because the kohanim don't start saying the ribono shalom at this point in time. They only say it after they've turned around, so they certainly won't be running on. Vein maskrin pneim arachar shemaskal shel tzibur sim shalom. He's already started saying sim shalom, so certainly the bracha has already been answered, and therefore this isn't a problem halacha l'maisa. That concludes today's shir.